4. The Trinity Union of Deity. Of all absolute associations, the Paradise Trinity, the first triunity, is unique as an exclusive association of personal deity. God functions as God only in relation to God and to those who can know God, but is absolute deity only in the Paradise Trinity and in relation to universe totality. Eternal deity is perfectly unified. Nevertheless, there are three perfectly individualized persons of deity. The Paradise Trinity makes possible the simultaneous expression of all the diversity of the character traits and infinite powers of the First Source and Center in His eternal co-ordinates, and of all the divine unity of the universe functions of undivided deity. The Trinity is an association of infinite persons functioning in a non-personal capacity but not in contravention of personality. The illustration is crude, but a father, son, and grandson could form a corporate entity which would be now personal but nonetheless subject to their personal wills. The Paradise Trinity is real. It exists as the deity union of Father, Son, and Spirit, yet the Father, the Son, or the Spirit, or any two of them, can function in relation to this self-same Paradise Trinity. The Father, Son, and Spirit can collaborate in a non-Trinity manner, but not as three deities. As persons they can collaborate as they choose, but that is not the Trinity. Ever remember that what the Infinite Spirit is the function of the conjoint actor. Both the Father and the Son are functioning in and through and as Him. But it would be futile to attempt to elucidate the Trinity mystery. Three is one and in one, and one is two and acting for two. The Trinity is so related to total universe affairs that it must be reckoned within our attempts to explain the totality of any isolated cosmic event or personality relationship. The Trinity functions on all levels of the cosmos, and mortal man is limited to the finite level. Therefore, must man be content with a finite concept of the Trinity as the Trinity. As a mortal in the flesh, you should view the Trinity in accordance with your individual enlightenment and in harmony with the reactions of your mind and soul. You can know very little of the absoluteness of the Trinity, but as you ascend Paradiseward, you will many times experience astonishment at successive revelations and unexpected discoveries of Trinity supremacy and ultimacy, if not of absoluteness.